continue to provide the university with the sort of aid that can keep us competitive. So it's great to have you here, and we appreciate all that you can do for us. Tim?
Going back to President Easter's comment about the retreat we had last summer, one of our presenters was a gentleman from Texas. I can't remember his name.
Faulkner?
Sorry, Larry Faulkner.
Larry Faulkner.
Yes, yes. Strikes me as a brilliant guy. I had the opportunity to speak with him after the retreat at dinner, and he felt that the single best predictor of success in college was class rank. And maybe that dovetails with what Lon's saying about persistence, because you don't achieve class rank in a single day test. That's the long haul. So just that was his, I guess, if he had to distill down his thoughts, that's basically what he said. I mean, that he struck me as a pretty informed gentleman.
He is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We actually know that's class rank. The ability to do well in a bad situation, especially in CPS, mm-hmm. is uniquely important. On the other hand, that student's coming with a lot of need in order to fill a set of gaps because they've been in a bad situation, and there's monetary gaps, social gaps, academic gaps. They're all fillable, but they take money and effort.
Also, there's a group of social psychologists who've studied proxies for different indicators like ACT, SAT, things that have become a part of our repertoire that now need to be reconsidered given the populations particularly the public schools, are producing. So there are proxies for some of these traditional indicators that might help us make better decisions. It's back to us, your comment.
Yes, class rank is indeed significant. In fact, in the PAP program, we do use class rank along with ACT. There is correlation between ACT and success on the whole. It's one factor, it's one of a number of factors, but there is correlation. In response to Trustee Macmillan's question, clearly, I think it's critical that we invest financial aid dollars in a very strategic way, and we make the most of them. So it's very important that we get the students, who nominally, by the way, should graduate in 4 years, to graduate as soon as possible. There are ways to do that, and I think with President Easter, we were at the APLU meeting a few months ago, and some institutions have instituted systems of consistently tracking student progress, and some of these systems are based on IT, they're automatic, and as soon as a flag is raised, the student is sent to see a human advisor to deal with that particular case, and these systems can be very effective. Also, structuring the curriculum in a way that can be achievable for the student to complete in 4 years. It's not something that's easy to do, because you always like to keep flexibility and give many options to the students, but that's a critical part of getting students to graduate on time.
Thank you. I think that generally what I'm hearing in this discussion is a willingness from the board, and even encouragement, for the university to examine the current board philosophy around what issues should be primarily considered as it relates to admissions to the university, and that we would like you to consider the current policy and recommend changes to that that tie admissions to success, and that we articulate what we mean by success, whether it's finishing in 4 years, having an academically enriching experience, or getting a job. And
the parents will appreciate that part.
What's that? Yeah.
The exactly. Parents will appreciate the last part, I'm sure.
And so, you know, we'd like to. I think we ought to consider what makes people active members of the university community. You know, who participates in the Alumni Association continues to help strengthen the capacity of the university in the future. In any case, we'll leave that to you, and hopefully you all will come back to us.